The Gemara says in Megillah that the part of the Tekana of Ezra was that they should read, he was Masakan, the Halacha of Kriyas HaTorah. He's also Masakan that you should read the Teichacha, the two Teichachos, which are found in the Torah. One should be read before Rosh Hashanah, and one should be read before Atzeres. And the Gemara says, why? Because Teichla Shana Bekila Lo Yisehal, let the previous year end with the klolos. This will be a simon, as if these are the klolos, whatever the klolos are supposed to be, our merum is in these psukim. And let that be read and done with and accomplished. And now, Tochel Shono Birchosel, the new year should come in with a year of bracha. The Gemara says, Bishloma Rosh Hashanah is a Yom HaDin. So the concept of Tochel Shono Birchosel, the year is ending, and a new Shana should to take effect. But what does it mean by Atzeres? The Gemara says, Atzeres is also Yom HaDin. Atzeres, the Nidonim of Paris Elam. We could look at this idea and take this idea which is being mentioned over here and have a better understanding of it. Maybe a better understanding of this concept as it applies to Shavuos. Again, the concept that we're going to read, we're looking at Shavuos as an end of a year in the Haskalah. The Kura of Chet, this idea which, gleaned from some idea that Moshe Shapiro Shlita says, that Teichacha is the physical manifestation of the world of Chet. Teichacha is a physical manifestation of a world where a person lives in the world, like the Pesukim say in Bechukosai, that they see the world as Mikra, they see the world as a place where things happen. Because Baruch Hu says, if that's the world that you live in, I'm going to leave you in a world of Mikra. I'm going to leave you in a world where things just seem to happen. And that world of Mikra, where you're going to live in, there's going to be tremendous pain and difficulty because the world of Mikra is a very difficult place to live in. And that is the world of Klola. The things cannot develop. You cannot develop unless there's a world which is being led and going somewhere. A world which is haphazard and random, there's no forward movement. Bracha is the concept that there's forward movement, that it's something that's being the Sarabah. Klola is the things stagnate and they stay. The Maharal points out the word bracha is beis reish chaf. The root of it is beis reish chaf, and all of those are in their integers. They are all doubles. Beis is two single digits, reish is two hundreds, and chaf is two tens. The concept of bracha is the ability to see the world as a reality which has a direction, has a place that it's going. It's not haphazard. And that's only possible when the Kadosh Baruch Hu is the one who runs the world. There's two times a year where that's brought home to us in a very strong way, the idea that Kadosh Baruch Hu is the Baalim over the world. One of them is the Yom HaDin of Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah obviously means, from Rosh Hashanah through Yom Kippur, that period of Din, where the Kadosh Baruch Hu is sitting in judgment over the world. Hashem is a Melech, and it's a Malchus of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, which is expressed in that day. The other day where there was a Malchus of a Kadosh Baruch Hu expressed, which means Klal Yisrael undertook and recognized and accepted that Kadosh Baruch Hu is the one who runs the Bria, and therefore the Bria is, it came to, was when the Shemaim opened up and Klai Yisrael realized that Temeret Nodas Kishem Elokim Einod Movadoi took place on Shavuos. So Nesinas HaTorah, Ilu Shavuot Nathan Yarsin V'Lanos Elanos HaTorah, together with the Nesinas HaTorah, the Torah that we received the clarity of a vision and of understanding that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was the Melech. So that is the source of bracha for Klal Yisrael, that the world now has a leader, has a direction, has a bialim, has somebody who's giving it where it's going. So in that world, where somebody's giving it's going, it's possible to have bracha. So we say that we hope that as we come into Shavuos, we come to that real recognition that Kadosh Baruch Hu is the leader, the director, defining it, and therefore we're going to be able to be zecher to a year of bracha, and the klolos, the year of haphazardness, randomness, should end. The klolos should end.